Catchy tune. I haven't really heard that, so I thought I'd listen to it for a minute. Well, I've heard it 8 billion times. Thank you, Alvy. All right, so we move into our third hour. Let me tell you about hour number three. Alvy, the legend, is going to have a prize pick, and it's going to happen shortly. So make sure you're ready for that. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. In case you missed it, we had Devondre Sweat on. That was fun. Sam Fold was on. That was a lot of fun. VP and GM of the Philadelphia Phillies. We were going to have a Jim Rome podcast today, but we will not. That's moving maybe to tomorrow, maybe to Friday. We'll wait and see. I'm going to chase Mike Miller around. He's worth it. Love the guy. Loved him as a player and loved talking to him back in the day. So he had a change in plan, so we're going to try and find him. If you're looking for that today, you will not find it. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you don't have to look for it. It will find you. Speaking of basketball, nice to know the LA Lakers can still get a big win when they need one. I find it pretty hilarious, though, that a number of those big wins seem to come when LaCap is not on the court. As awesome as he has been this year, they've won games, big games, without LaCap on the court. At Boston, at Milwaukee, at La Boston, at La Milwaukee. Those are big wins without LaCap on the court. Sorry, La Half Fam. But seriously, though, props to the rest of the Lakers who stepped up in Milwaukee last night and did not give up on a game that was already over. Hey, Rome, it's never over until the scoreboard hits 0-0, triple zero even. No, it's pretty much over. When the win probability rate hits 99.6%, the game is freaking over. And that's what happened last night. When Milwaukee was up 19 with 8 minutes to go, that game was over until it wasn't. So that is a tremendous win for the Lakers and a horrible loss for the Bucks. You know what's weird? Teams seem like they lose a lot of games after hitting the supposed 99% win probability rate, don't they? That's supposed to mean you have a 1 in 100 chance of winning. But it seems like your odds of losing when you hit 99% on ESPN's win probability rate is like 1 in 2. 99% feels like the new 50%. Anytime I see a team, oh, they've got a 99.2% win probability rate, I used to think, uh-oh. Now I think, uh-oh, it's a coin flip. Now I'm like, tails never fails. Then again, factor in Doc Rivers. And then all of a sudden, that 99.6 win probability rate this time of year is like a 99.6 lose probability rate.
Clowns.
There's nothing new about a Doc Rivers-led team collapsing in the fourth quarter. Remember, we learned that a long time ago from no less an authority than arrogant Phil Jackson. When arrogant Phil Jackson was in the huddle and said that Doc coach teams know how to lose in the fourth quarter. And did they ever prove Phil right again last night? Remember what Phil said.
Let's listen to Phil Jackson on the last huddle.
This team has lost more games in the fourth quarter than anybody in the NBA. They know how to lose in the fourth quarter, all right? They're just showing us that right now.
I'm going to be honest. I don't love Phil Jackson. Like, I respect
Phil
him.
Phil Jackson?
But I don't love Phil Jackson. I don't.
Phil Jackson?
But I love that so much. When they kick to him without knowing what he was going to say, and he just lit Doc up.
They know how to lose in the
That's incredible.
Quarter, all right? They're just showing.
I mean, normally, especially back in the day, when you threw into a coach's huddle, they'd give you nothing. They'd give you nothing. They'd diagram some play. They'd give you some nonsense about getting your hands up, moving your feet, playing defense. Just some generic coach speak. Not Phil. feels like, man, let me tell you something about these guys. They know how to lose. Come fourth quarter time, they forget how to play. They know how to lose.
This team has lost more games in the fourth quarter than anybody in the NBA. They know how to lose in the fourth quarter, all right? They're just showing us that right now.
What an incredible statement. That's not even a guy trying to motivate his team. That's not a guy trying to fire his team up and throwing out a bunch of bull crap that he can't back up. He's like, they lose more games in the fourth quarter than any team in the league. They know how to lose, and they're just showing it to us right now.
They know how to lose in the fourth quarter, all right? They're just showing us that right now.
You want to talk about a soundbite that ages well. That take looks and sounds better every single day. And it looks amazing this morning because somehow, someway, the Bucks found a way to squander a 99.6 win probability rate at home with a 19-point fourth quarter lead against a Laker team without LaCap. And for once, street clothes carried the Lake Show. Yo, AD, what's good?
AD, what's good, baby?
AD, what's good, baby?
AD, what's good, baby?
AD, you did it, baby. You did it, baby. What's good? You did the job. You did it. For once. AD, listen, sit and think on this, man. This is what it means to be the face of the Lakers. This is what LeBron's dealt with for the last 20 years. This is what it means to be the face of a franchise. This is what life is going to be like without LaCap. Especially if LaCap leaves so LeBronny can play with him. You are going to have to put up numbers and play big minutes and carry this team through tough spots. And I don't mean once in a while or like a one-off or an aberration or an anomaly. I'm talking about all the damn time. That's what franchise players do. Not once. But nice to see you still have that in you. Nice to see you have that in you at all. Nice to see you do it last night. And he had help. I'm not saying he did that by himself. He had help. But AD, you know you're a truly great player when you want to be. As everybody keeps telling you over and over and over again. You can do some pretty incredible bleep when you aren't just sitting around being passive and letting LaCap do all the heavy lifting for you. This is what LaCap had in mind when he handed you the torch, when he jammed it into your hand, when he made you take it. He was expecting you to do more than just cheer as the IST banner went up. He handed you the torch. It was lit. He expected you to actually take the torch and make it your own. But at least for one night, AD, you actually did look like the face of the Lakers. You looked the part. And by the way, dude, you had help. You had a lot of help. A lot of help from Austin Reeves. A walking triple-double. What do you think when you see Austin Reeves? I think walking triple-double. He was again last night. D'Angelo Russell, man. How about that dude? Coming back, showing up, showing out, getting it done. Point is, they aren't the ones who gagged away a dub in the fourth quarter last night. They're the ones that snatched the dub from Milwaukee. Which drops Doc Rivers' record as the Bucks head coach to 14-12, which is not very good considering the roster he's working with. Even worse when you recall that the first time head coach that Doc was advising and then suddenly replaced was 30-13 when he got broken off. 30-13 for Adrian Griffin. That was not good enough. He had to go because he was not getting as much out of that team as he should have. So they fired him at 30-13. That's not good enough. Which, you know, kind of at the time, it was a little bewildering, but I respected it. What they said was, we have a standard. The standard is the standard. And 30-13, frankly, is not the standard. All right? ballsy, brass, aggressive. But what's it say when you fire that guy and the guy who replaces him, who is advising him, is 14 and 12? But hey, at least dude is an amazing fourth quarter head coach. At least Doc is an amazing fourth quarter head coach, said nobody ever.
Nobody!
Ever. Maybe Doc is just saving his best for the playoffs.
Clowns.
You know, where he's lost 10 game sevens, where he's blown seven 3-2 series leads and three 3-1 series leads, and has lost more series closeout games than any coach in NBA history. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll see that's where Doc is at his very best. Don't you worry, Wisco fam. It'll be fine. It only gets better from here.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know, Doc. The numbers don't lie. My man, those are facts. That's not a take. That's not a hot take. That's not somebody talking out their ass. Those are the facts, and you cannot argue with the facts because facts are facts. I didn't make those numbers up. Those are real numbers.
They know how to lose in the fourth quarter. All right.
Phil Jackson called it.
They're just showing us that right now.
They know how to lose in the fourth quarter, and they're just showing us right now. So get your ass back out on the court and finish it off because they're going to help you. See what I mean? I'm extremely fair. The Lakers take some heat on this show because they deserve to take some heat on this show. But then when they rise up and they do something well, they get some respect on this show and they get their flowers and they get their shine. I'm fair like that. Hey, Rome. Wilson could lead the Steelers to the Super Bowl, and I still think that he's a clown. But I'll take the Super Bowl, unlikely as it is. Justin in Albany. No, I just asked a question because there were a lot of people that were online yesterday saying, man, he's just trolling y'all. He's not really like that. He's leaning into it. He knows. Sunglasses in the gym. Even Cringerous wouldn't do that. I'm going to argue he would. I'm going to argue he did and he would. Sean in Wichita. Rome, you are so right. Even I can't stop the corn. Signed, the great equalizer. At Duke underscore Kook 13507. Alvy, why? Yeah, I know, but why? I know why you did it, but why did you do it? You follow me? Dude, you just get ready for Prize Picks. I know what the great equalizer is, Alvy.
Are you following me, camera guy?
Why are you letting James Kelly, of all people, drag you down to his level?
Diarrhea.
Yeah, I know. I said that 25 years ago. At Duke underscore Kook 13507. Steelers country, let's smelt. Steelers country, let's forge. Steelers country, let's rivet. Pretty much. Regards, Cringerous.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
Benton, Cringerous should have tagged that video with, the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. All right, something big is gonna happen, and it involves one Alvin DeLauro. Hey, sports fans. Where's my music, Alvy? Thank you. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Alvin DeLauro is ready to help you. Introducing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million active members right now. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just pick more or pick less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in like we did yesterday. We're on a streak. You can win up to 100 times your money with less or with as little as 4 correct picks. Turn $10 into $1,000 with pro basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, Prize Picks has something for every sports fan. And with injury insurance, your injuries stay in play, or entries, I should say, even if your player gets injured. I'm just getting ahead of myself because I'm so fired up for Alvy. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy. It is now Alvin DeLauro time. Alvy, what do you got?
It's all about reps, Jim. I have three, actually, today.
No!
Right? I'm going to go James Harden. Clippers are at Philly. More than 8.5 assists.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of assists.
That is.
Bradley Beal. More. We're going to this well again. More than a half three-pointer. So all he has to do is make one. And then Rashawn Holmes. More than 5.5 rebounds.
All right, Alvy, since it's about reps, run it back again. Your second time is never as good as your first for some reason, but I love it. Three projections. What do you got?
James Harden, more than 8.5 assists. Bradley Beal, more than a half three-pointer. And then Rashawn Holmes of the Wizards, more than 5.5 rebounds.
Dude, you nailed it. Crushed it. Nice job, Alvy. I'm going to finish this read with a disclaimer, and then I'm going to hit that myself right now. Download the app. Use the code ROME. Take advantage of the promotion. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. Save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors and more. Save right now at Dell.com/deals. All right, so we talked about Prize Picks. Alvy went with three projections. We are currently on a streak. It feels good. One second.
Dude.
Thank you, Alvy. Why don't we dive into the major sports betting scandal this morning? Now, there's a right way and a wrong way. Prize Picks daily fantasy is certainly a right way. But if you want to get into a major sports betting scandal, not the one you think, not the one involving the best baseball player in the world, running his ex-best friend under the bus, getting allegedly robbed and defrauded by his degenerate ex-best friend. I'm talking about the other major sports betting scandal. The one that's a lot less confusing and somehow way dumber. And there's a lot of things about Shohei's scandal that are really dumb. This, though, is even dumber and seemingly a lot more serious, at least for the NBA, with a lot lesser of a player. A lot lesser of a player, yet a lot more serious of an issue. Obviously, I'm talking about Jontay Porter of the Raptors, who may or may not be on the Raptors or even in the association for very much longer, depending on how this plays out, because he is wrapped up in one of the most mind-blowingly dopey betting scandals we have ever seen. Porter, the younger bro of Michael Porter Jr., is currently under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the last few months. What kind of irregularities, you ask? The kind that involve Raptors games.
Uh-oh.
Granted, If somebody would try to fix something, they would try to fix anything. But that's kind of a red flag, isn't it? Maybe not. We've seen lesser college games with small programs where that sort of thing happened. But the Raptors, involving a player like that. Uh-oh! Except these betting irregularities involving the Raptors' Jonte Porter did not just involve Raptors bets. They involve Jonte Porter prop bets as well. Remember the distinction I made about Shohei. If it was determined that Shohei bet on baseball, and Shohei has said, I never bet on anything, much less baseball. If Shohei did bet on baseball, these are baseball rules, Shohei would be looking at a one-year suspension. If he bet on baseball, but not his team. If Shohei bet on his team, then he's looking at a lifetime ban. Adios. So Jonte, when looking at these irregularities, now I'm not saying that he did or did not. I'm saying there are irregularities that they're investigating. They don't involve irregularities regarding him and other teams. They involve irregularities involving him and his team. Moreover, they involve irregularities involving him on his team. Uh-oh! Prop bets involving Jonte himself. You know why that's as slow an uh-oh as we have? Because that's about as bad as it gets. In other words, not good. In other words, below not good. In other words, below not good.
Below not good.
Alvin, you might want to cue up Commissioner Ears as well. You know which clip I mean. Because this situation looks really, really bad. This makes the Shohei controversy look straight up overblown. And that one is really, really bad. This makes Ipe look like a super genius criminal mastermind. I'm thinking Jonte Porter wishes he had an Ipe right now. Or any fall guy for that matter. Maybe he's trying to find one as we speak. Maybe he's on the horn to Chris Carter for advice.
You got to have a fall guy.
Maybe. He's like, hello, is this Chris? Yeah, who the hell is this? Jonte. Yeah, I've been expecting your call, Jonte. Chris, what do I do? What do I do?
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
Lose my number. Jonte is going to have to find a way to explain why there were random outlier bets on his unders, which is suspicious to begin with, right? Why is all this money coming in on a Jonte under? That's a little weird. But these random outlier bets on his unders came in on nights that Jonte removed himself from games. Once again, how are you going to explain that? Just a quinky dink? Good luck explaining why it is on two nights that massive underbets came in on, of all people, Jonte Murray. Porter, I should say. And Jonte Porter ended up pulling himself from both games. Once because of a re-aggravated eye injury, and once due to an illness. Yeah, that's not sus. That's not sus at all. On both of the nights in question, DraftKings turned around and announced to the world that the biggest winning bets in the NBA for that night were Jonte Porter unders. Because that makes sense. Because that's not the world's reddest flag. Because that's not just a red flag. That is one of the most obvious red flags in the history of red flags. Jonte, my man, no offense. but no random outlier prop bet on Jontay Porter is suspicious as hell. Isn't suspicious as hell. If somebody throws down 20K on Jontay Porter, under, like allegedly in this case, the book will know. Do you know why the book will know? Because that is not typical. That is not a normal wager. In fact, that's the very definition of an atypical, abnormal wager. There are programs and systems in place to catch the exact type of suspicious gambling activity that we're talking about. How did you think, allegedly, that that was going to work and that they wouldn't have caught that? Hell, I probably could have designed a computer program to catch that. And what do you know? They caught that very exact suspicious gambling activity. And it took about 2 seconds to match those suspicious bets with Porter's suspicious behavior. And now Porter better hope that he's got a really good answer for Commissioner Ears when he says, "My friend, what happened? I'm all ears." You like that one, Alvy? I mean, he literally is all ears. No matter what the subject is, no matter what the conversation is, my man shows up to every event all ears. But especially in that case, because that's really, really bad for the league. I mean, my man wakes up and when his feet hit the ground in the morning, all ears. And then when he lays his head down to go to bed at night, all ears. Anyway, the league, if the league can't find any direct link between Porter and any of the accounts that threw down those massive prop bets, that would be somewhat shocking. But he better hope that's what it is. Because if they do find a link, we all know what happens next. Commissioner Ears is going to give that dude the Dawn Sterling treatment. That dude is going to be banned from the association and maybe even for life.
For life. Life.
And no silly wabbit is going to get him out of that. You can't have... Of course, this is sports' biggest nightmare. I know a lot of you don't give a damn. I know you don't. You just don't, but you should. If fans sit down to watch a game, and by the way, with gambling now, it's even more important because now they have money on it. It's one thing about the credibility, just to pay big money for tickets. You need to know that what you're watching is legit. It's legit. It's real. It's not pro wrestling. It's not fixed. It's not like roller derby back in the day, which I think also was fixed.
It's still real to be dead.
They need to know it's real. And once you violate that trust of the public and it's staged or it's fixed or it's scripted, why would anybody pay money to see it? Now, you might argue, yeah, Rome, but people love wrestling. Right. But you know what they love you more? Legitimate competition where they don't know that the outcome is predetermined. And if a player is involved in fixing the outcome, you got a real problem. Like the Shohei thing, it's bad. The Shohei thing is bad. It is. That situation's bad. But as far as we know, no bets were placed on baseball, let alone Shohei props that he himself bet on. I mean, that'd be the worst thing ever. But this is, in fact, what may have happened. This dude, if he didn't bet on himself, he may have let somebody else know that this is what this was going to be. Because there was big money that came in. And why would big money come in on this guy's under? And then in those games, he took himself out of the game. The optics are horrific. I just feel for my guy Darko Rajakovic. He has been through a lot already in his rookie coaching season. But I bet I already know how he reacted and how he feels about the Jontay Porter situation. I bet that he thinks it's a complete crap.
It's a complete crap.
Hey, man, I hope. I hope for his sake. I hope for Jonte's sake. I hope for the NBA's sake. I hope it is a complete crap. But
it's a complete crap.
Here were his actual comments on this situation this week as to whether or not he had any suspicions about this suspicious situation and suspicious injuries.
No, because for my perspective as a coach of the team, I never doubt injuries. I never doubt, you know, honesty from players. Obviously, I never had a situation like this before, and, you know, so I did not.
Right, because we've never seen a role player and have such incredible line movement on and under where he took himself out of a game, not once but twice. That's why you've never thought of that before. I hear you. Except when that happens. Again, I don't know that that happened, but I know they're investigating, and I know why they're investigating, because it looks sketchy as hell. Porter better hope that Ears doesn't see it that way. He better hope that Ears can't prove that he faked those injuries or had any part in those suspicious underbets. Because once again, you know that this dude's got a hammer, and at times, he even will swing it. And when he does, sometimes people get banned for life.
I am banning Mr. Sterling for life.
Porter better hope that he's not in his crosshairs. He better hope that he doesn't hear this.
I am banning Mr.
Porter
for life.
He better hope, Alvin.
Mr. Sterling
Porter
for life.
Gambling.
Life.
I mean, come on, man.
Life.
These guys. Like, I'm not even going to speculate if he got into trouble or if he had to. We know that people like Ipe, allegedly, if you have a gambling problem or a drug problem or an alcohol problem, whatever problem, if you have a substance abuse problem, you will go to the greatest lengths to get a fix. We know this. And then if you're indebted to somebody and you owe somebody money and you're physically in danger, you will really go to great lengths to make it right. I'm not saying this happened. I'm just saying it is extraordinarily unusual to see that amount of money involved with that kind of a bet involving that type of player who just happened to take himself out of a game twice and the money was bet on an under. I hope it's not how it looks because it looks bad. And if in fact it is what it looks like, the hell did he think he was going to get away with? How did he think he could get away with that? All of a sudden, there's 10 grand, 20 grand. Like I said, DraftKings said there was more money made on that particular wager that night than on any other wager in the NBA. Let's just say that's not exactly Giannis over 24. That's not James Harden over 8.5 assists. That's not even Caitlin Clark over half a three. That's DeJounte Porter. Under. Dude, he's a role player. He's averaging like 4-3 a game.
So we'll see. Now that is a gambling scandal, allegedly.
I don't think that whatever app he plays was going to reach out to him with a bunch of bonus points because, dear DeJounte Porter, you just won a bunch of bonus points because you won the most money on your own, on your own underbet? Red flag!
Congratulations!
No, Albie. Red flag!
Red flag!
Thank you.
Red flag!
Red glare!
Red flag!
Anyway, dude, good luck with that. Either you are, if that's what that is, and I don't know, but they're investigating, but if that comes to fruition, and he did that, you are either really dumb,
really desperate or really greedy. All right, when we come back, just want to lay that out. Hey, and by the way, don't blame the books or gambling, because it's a reality. And every single team in every single sport that is taking gambling money is pulling their players aside and saying, here are the do's and don'ts. I don't want to hear from the Players Association either that, well, it's confusing. No, it's not. They know exactly what they can and can't do. You can't bet on yourself in your sport. How about that? I think that's pretty apparent. You know what you can't do? I don't think they need to paint this on any wall. You can't take the under on yourself and remove yourself from the game. We don't know that he did that, but they know they can't do that. I don't know that that's what happened, but you know that you can't do that. And if he didn't do that, you could see where that looks extremely sus. Here is your sports update. Rich Ackerman, because that's... Wednesday is an ATP day, also known as the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, Jim, I'm just wondering, is the Prize Picks game legal in California? Thanks. Signed, anonymous baseball interpreter working for the Dodgers as of this week. And definitely not Shohei. John in Illinois. This is what I said. I've already said this. I said this is where Shohei, Ipe, went wrong. All they needed to do was download the app, use the promo code ROME, R-O-M-E, and get started. Daily fantasy sports. I love it. I never liked it until I found Prize Picks. You know why I like it? No sharks, no crazy leagues, just you and the player projections. Well, me and Alvy. I have Alvy to help me out. Mr. Rome, if you had a jungle soft rock band, who would you hire to sing lead? Daryl Hall or John Oates? Hall, obviously. I don't care if Oates wrote everything. You're asking me who sings. That's kind of like Oasis. Liam or what's his face? Noel. And by the way, I'll tell you the funny thing about Oasis. I never really liked them, and I still don't really like them. But I like Liam. As a front man, I think the guy's great. As a rock star, he's a freaking rock star and a great front man. And then those who love that band would be like, dude, he's not Liam. They're nothing without Liam. I mean, without Noel, he wrote everything. And Liam himself would say, yeah, well, he's short. I love when he clowns his brother for being short when he's like 1 inch shorter than him, I think. I don't know. Liam, I could do a whole rant on this. Liam cracks me up. I think he's like a funny dude. And I think he's a legitimate rock star. I do. Even if I don't like their music that much. And Noel and his supporters are like, dude, he wrote everything. Liam's nothing without Noel. And Liam's like, oh no, dude, I don't care what you wrote. You're nothing without me singing what you wrote. It's great. Like, he's a great smack talker. And he's funny as hell. So I'm going to go with the dude who actually sings. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear.